Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3. Good morning. It's the Breakfast Huddle. Elliot Danker, Barrett Ejectish, and Ryan Hwang with you. It's time now for the Bigger Picture.
We are expecting a volatile second quarter amid many other worries that investors are experiencing right now. So, Ryan, what is the bigger picture expected to be like?
Yeah, pretty choppy for the first quarter so far this year. Lots has happened, but going into April, there could be some good news because typically it is the best month of the year for stocks, but still plenty to digest. You've got what's happening in Ukraine and how that might impact inflation. Also, investors worried about rising interest rates. And if you look at China, you've got the Chinese companies listed in the US potentially being kicked off. And there's this back and forth going on around positive and negative headlines, depending on which week you're looking at it. So to get a bigger picture, we've got Sunny Hamid. He is the Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny. How are you doing this Monday?
Morning, Ryan. I'm doing fine. Thank you.
Hey, Sunny, let's start with what's happening for U.S.-listed Chinese companies. So what's happening right now, the latest is Chinese regulators have removed a key hurdle to allow U.S. regulators full access to audits. That's been a key stumbling block, which has been something the U.S. has been trying to clamp down for the past few years. What do you take away from this? Is this going to mean the bottom for the pressure we've been seeing on these Chinese stocks?
The headline itself does seem to suggest one of the major impediments or major points of contention has probably been removed. So it does look optimistic from that perspective, but I think we will probably still need to wait for confirmation from both sides, especially on the U.S. sides, and when they go into detail that they're happy with whatever that's being released and whatever that's being done. So I think the devil probably is in the detail. But from the headline perspective, it does look very, very encouraging.
Yeah, so not out of the woods entirely yet for Chinese companies listed in the U.S. Okay, so talking about the U.S., the Fed's going to be in action this week, at least when it comes to the FOMC minutes. And that's been closely watched because that was the first meeting in 3 years where we got a rate hike. So I think a lot of people will be watching for details between the lines. Sunny, what are you watching out for? And of course, how that impact the yield curve, which we've seen some parts of inverting?
Yeah, exactly. I think the minutes, people will be going through the minutes with a tooth comb. There are two things, I think, from the minutes that people are trying to figure out or at least get some clarity on. Firstly is the extent of the rate hikes. Again, the discussion, or rather the leaning, is towards more aggressive rate hikes instead of 25, potentially even 50 basis points. So market will be on the lookout to see how strong that discussion took place in the last session. And the second, again, will be on the quantitative tightening, which is basically the Fed has indicated that it would like to tighten, i.e. withdraw and reverse quantitative easing. So how fast, meaning how much to be withdrawn every month, and how quickly is it going to come within a certain period. So if those markers, typically the Fed would set those markers because the Fed really wants to communicate to the markets and don't want to surprise the markets. So it would be interesting to see whether even at this early stage, these markers are set in order to guide markets and not surprise them. So these are the things really. The yield curve itself, again, will react to whatever's being found out in the meetings itself. But looking into what we see today, the yield curve is just one indicator. Mm. When we look into the leading indicators, we see weakening going ahead. When we look into what's happening in Ukraine in terms of energy prices and how, as we all know, inflation works in terms of lag. So whatever energy price increase today, we'll see in the future. So everything does seem to point that we are in for a higher inflationary environment. So it potentially could see the yield curve actually maintain itself in inverse situation. And I think that's really the key indicator. If it stays this way, then there's a higher chance that we'll be seeing a recession in the future.
Yeah, Sunny, on that yield curve, how some investors read into the signals is when it inverts, it kind of suggests we may be due for a slowdown or even a recession. And we've seen the 2-year now exceeding the 10-year notes now at 2.46% versus 2.38%, same for the 2-year versus the 30-year notes. So if you look at some of the recent indicators, last week's monthly payrolls data, that fell below expectations. Is there a sign that things are slowing down?
Exactly. I think basically, as I mentioned, there are already indications from the leading indicators, from some certain other indicators, that the economy may be slowing. So I would not be surprised if we see slower growth in the second half of the year. And if you match that against higher inflation, or you have slower growth and higher inflation, that's really what we call stagflation, although maybe not to, it's headed in that direction, although not maybe to the full definition of it. So I think that's the key worry. The yield curve itself, typically when it inverts and stays there, there is basically a 66% chance or two-thirds chance of it of the economy going to a recession in the first year. And if it continues to stay there, basically about a 98% chance of it going to a recession in the second year. So basically within 2 years. So it is a very strong, historically a very strong indicator of an impending recession. So everybody will be on the lookout whether it stays and maintains inverted.
All right, switch tracks, Sunny, to what's happening in the space of oil. And we've seen prices ease up a bit after Washington talked about releasing reserves from to the tune of 180 million barrels. So that's been helping with oil prices. But now we've got news that we could see more sanctions from Europe around accusations of Russia for committing war crimes. What's your take here on how this might impact oil prices and, of course, in turn, inflation?
Well, there will be a period of transition and adjustment. Some European countries are already putting plans in place to do without Russian oil. One of the countries that have actually announced that they are now non-dependent on Russia's oil itself. But it will take time. It's very hard to wean off, for example, Germany, which depends, I think, roughly about 40% on natural gas from Russia. So I think this period itself, despite the fact you've got release emergency supplies being released here and there, it will have an impact. It's just that it's just logically speaking, it's very difficult to wean off something which you depend so highly on in such a short period of time. So I think it's going to feed into inflation. That's inevitable. The big question is how fast these countries can find replacements and whether the reserves will be released, more reserves will be released to help the situation.
All right, we've got to keep it there for today, Sunny. We'll be chatting with Sunny Hamid. He is the Director of Wealth Management for Financial Alliance. Sunny, thanks as always for your time, and we'll catch up again with you soon.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.